Like a chemist who tries to concentrate his poison more and more from some kind of solution, remembered Heisenberg, we tried to concentrate the poison of the paradox. As they did so, there was an increasing tension between the two men, as each adopted a different approach in an attempt to resolve the difficulties. In the search for a physical interpretation of quantum mechanics, what the theory revealed about the nature of reality at the atomic level, Heisenberg was totally committed to particles, quantum jumps, and discontinuity. For him, the particle aspect was dominant in wave-particle duality. He was not prepared to make room to accommodate anything remotely linked to Schrödinger's interpretation. To Heisenberg's horror, Bohr wanted to play with both schemes. Unlike the young German, he was not wedded to matrix mechanics and had never been enthralled by any mathematical formalism. While Heisenberg's first port of call was always the mathematics, Bohr weighed anchor and sought to understand the physics behind the mathematics. In probing quantum concepts such as wave-particle duality, he was more interested in grasping the physical content of an idea rather than the mathematics it came wrapped in. Bohr believed that a way had to be found to allow for the simultaneous existence of both particles and waves in any complete description of atomic processes. Reconciling these two contradictory concepts was, for him, the key that would open the door leading to a coherent physical interpretation of quantum mechanics. Ever since Schrödinger's discovery of wave mechanics, it was understood that there was one quantum theory too many. What was needed was a single formulation, especially given that the two were mathematically the same. It was Paul Dirac and Pascual Jordan, independently of each other, who came up with just such a formalism that autumn. Dirac, who had arrived in Copenhagen in September 1926 for a six-month stay, showed that matrix and wave mechanics were just special cases of an even more abstract formulation of quantum mechanics called transformation theory. All that was missing was a physical interpretation of the theory, and the search for it was beginning to take its toll. Since our talks often continued till long after midnight and did not produce a satisfactory conclusion, despite protracted efforts over several months, recalled Heisenberg, both of us became utterly exhausted and rather tense. Bohr decided that enough was enough and went on a four-week skiing holiday in Gudbrandsdalen, Norway, in February 1927. Heisenberg was glad to see him go, so that he could think about these hopelessly complicated problems undisturbed. None was more pressing than the trajectory of an electron in a cloud chamber.